Sue, your biggest hit on the chart was a song called Norman. It was written by the man who had written your previous hit, which was Sad Movies, Make Me Cry, John D. Loudermilk.
Yes.
I understand that the song Norman did not start out as Norman, and you've done some research and you found out that there's a story behind that. Could you tell me what you found out about what eventually became Norman?
Right. I didn't even know that until Don Gibson and I were doing an album. Don Everly came into town, and he sang with us on the album. And then when they released the album, he wrote the liner for the album, and I discovered that Norman had been Norma, and Don had done that, but they didn't release it. So I've never heard it, but it must have been cute, because Don Everly is a good singer.
Well, I'm sure Don Everly is a good singer, but what I'm trying to wonder is that the song, if it was Norma, then obviously you wouldn't have Bill invited me to a show. It must have been somebody else. Jill invited me to a show?
That's a good point. No, I never heard it, and so I don't know what the original lyric was.
You have to change the gender of all of the references in the lyrics.
Absolutely.
So you never heard Don Everly's version of the song?
No, I never did.
Did it get released, actually, as part of an album?
Don't think so.
So this might be the great undiscovered bit of trivia that only you and Don Everly know about. Now the whole world's going to know about it, because I'm going to tell them. Tell me how you first got to hear the song. How did the song get to you? What was your reaction?
Every time I recorded in Nashville, we would sit down in the Acuff Rose office and go over a whole bunch of songs, the demo records on different songs by different writers associated with Acuff Rose. And Wesley Rose, he said, "Sue, this song is great for you, and you should do it." Felice Bryant had recommended a bunch of John D. Loudermilk songs, so we wanted to kind of go with the flow, because John, he wrote essentially for me, and so I listened to the song. I thought Norman was really cute song, but not for me, because my delivery was so slow in those days. I said, "I can't sing that fast. It just doesn't fit me." But Wesley Rose, who was my boss at the record company, said, "Come on, Sue, it's right for you. It'll be really good." And so we went into the studio and we did it a few times, finally got into it, and I said, "Okay, we'll do it." And thank God we did. It was great. It was great for me, for my career.